Standing at the U.S. Department of Agriculture as we continue our coverage of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Fall Legislative Conference. Just had the pleasure of sitting through a listening session with Dr. Joe Glauber, USDA's chief economist, talking about the proposed GIPSA rule, Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. Dr. Glauber, the cattlemen were very eager to talk to you to get an economist's perspective from the inside, so to speak, of the department as to how this rule might play out over the next several weeks and months as we finish the comment period, and then when the work begins really for your folks after the comment period. Talk to us about that, your role in this process up to this point, and role moving forward after the comments are received.
Well, GIPSA, of course, has put out a proposed rule. We have some responsibilities within the department to review rules, and so we've had looked at the early versions of the proposed rule that went out. What's I think will be crucial as we move ahead. The agency will have to will of course be reviewing all the comments. We'll be looking to see how the agency addresses the comments in terms of the costs and benefits of the rule. And I think we had a very good meeting here today, listening to a lot of producers who have obviously serious concerns with the rule, and I think the thing I would encourage everyone is to get those comments in, because I think that helps the agency in terms of as they're moving forward on a final rule to you know make sure those comments are addressed.
You know, there have been some members of Congress and certainly members of the NCBA here today who are fairly curious about the lack of an economic impact study on this rule up to this point. Could such a study be done, and if so, what are your thoughts about the relevance or necessity of such?
Well, the agency will be, I think they're, they're in the they're required under rulemaking to address comments. So I think, again, with presuming that a lot of the people that we were talking to today are going to put in comments on what individual costs of these rules are, I think that will be an important thing for the agency to see and to address and going forward on in their final rule.
Economically speaking, or looking at it through the lens of an economist, as you do every day, how concerned are you about the unintended consequences we've heard quite a bit about?
Well, certainly with some of the concerns that producers have raised today, when producers say, we don't think there will be abilities to contract that we have, we know what the benefits of many of the alternative marketing arrangements have been. There have been people that have raised concerns about them as well. Obviously, from an economist's perspective, we want to make sure that whatever is done is a balanced effect that is beneficial, that is bringing more benefits than costs. And I think that clearly we know what the benefits have been of AMAs in terms of looking at some of the studies that have been done over the last few years. We know how the markets have evolved. We've seen export markets. We know just from going to the local grocery store what wide variety of meat and meat products are available. Running from just the steaks that you might find to pre-marinated items to all sorts of things, and the wide variety, largely driven by consumer demand. And so, of course, there's things that if you're thinking that the concern I think that I hear from a lot of producers here is that would be lost. And if that's the case, then I think that certainly those are the sorts of costs that the agency and USDA will need to take into account.
And, of course, the market very different today than it was 20 years ago and pre a lot of these alternative marketing type or premium offerings being so widespread. What I'm hearing from you is that a lot of those opportunities for producers have yielded additional dollars in livestock producers' pockets.
Well, I think that certainly is the conclusion of studies that have been done, is that there's no question that under alternative marketing arrangements or agreements we've had producers are being rewarded for producing their product a certain way and according to specs. And so, you know, that's an important aspect here. And no question that the market has been transformed, you know, dramatically over the last 20 years. So.
Last question. Really appreciate the time and insight. Of course, you're hearing from cattlemen today, but as many of the cattlemen here also noted, very different markets between the beef, pork, and poultry sectors, although would be treated fairly similarly under this proposal. Thoughts there as to how this should be applied, let me rephrase that question. From an economist's standpoint, talk about the differences between those industries relative to this proposal.
Well, there's very clear different. The industries are very different. I mean, if you're talking about cow-calf operations versus the more contract production that we see, say, in extreme in poultry compared to, hogs where you see a variety of different arrangements. So they are different. I think the agency in putting forward their final rule will, they'll hear from, I think, the various industries and producer groups and they'll make a decision on whether or not they need to have rules that are more tailored. Again, from an economist's perspective, I can say that, yes, indeed, the industries are quite different. So,
Dr. Joe Glauber, USDA's chief economist, joining us on the ABN.